Page 26. How to be a good listener. Can you listen without getting in the way? Do you know whether or not you are a good listener? If so, then listen up. According to experts, there can be huge value in just letting someone vent without offering advice on how to fix the problem. I call this no-solution listening, said Michael Rooney, author of Attractive Communication. Sometimes people simply want to release hurtful emotions and get something off their chest. And for them, communication is not necessarily about having their husband or wife or coworker come up with a solution. They just want to be heard and want to be understood because they're hurting inside. Don't fix it. Although not coming up with a solution might be the best solution, listening without fixing can be very difficult for some people, said clinical psychologist Christine Costello. When you have an emotional attachment to the outcome, it's very hard to do this, Costello said. When someone is working really hard to just understand what the other person is saying before they jump in and add anything, this can be difficult. I have adult children, and I have a hard time keeping my mouth shut because they're adults. I have more experience than they do, and I do have something to offer, but I'm restraining myself because that may not be what they want. Costello said people who are self-absorbed or narcissistic also will have trouble listening without offering advice. They tend to assume that they know everything or that it's all about them. The narcissists are viewing the communication world through their own lenses, Rooney agreed. They think, if I were them, what would I want? I would want someone to itemize things and give me a solution. No-solution listening can also be a test of intimacy, especially with personal relationships, Rooney said. Sometimes people are looking for a confidant, and this is really a good way to tell if you can trust someone. Some advice. Here are some tips to being a better listener. Find out what they want from you. Do they want to be held, heard, or understood, Rooney said. When someone wants a solution, they will say, "Do you have any ideas or suggestions?" They will typically communicate what it is that they want if we actually ask them. Be aware of your body language. Leaning slightly forward to listen communicates non-verbally that you're interested, Rooney said. But if you cross your arms or put your feet on the table, that says you are not interested and you won't connect. And don't underestimate the importance of eye contact. This establishes trustworthiness and credibility. It's something that you can use when you're engaging in listening that helps you connect. Don't multitask. Multitasking has become a communicative epidemic, Rooney said. If you're doing other things while listening, it can come off as disrespectful. The person talking will feel a lack of importance, that what they're saying is not important. Be honest about your limitations. If you have a hard time restraining yourself from saying something, Costello said, you can say to them, "I'm having a hard time just listening here because every fiber of my being wants to give you advice, so I may not be the best person to vent to about this." Vocabulary focus. Vent. Get something off one's chest. Narcissistic. Itemize. Confidant. Credibility. Epidemic.